Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. I hope you can hear well. Ben, how's that tone? Good. And what we have today is I'm going to go over the stories for the last 2 weeks. We have a great guest at the bottom of the hour talking about depression. And one of the top stories this week is on depression and, if you will, another, if you feeling about depression, and that is when you just want to give up. That is, you feel like you're burned out. And are burnout and depression the same thing? Well, this is a study that was done and a feeling that was done, but it led to a study that says, yeah, burnout in men and, in fact, in a lot of people is the same as depression. So burnout and depression are seen as two distinct health conditions. That's one of the things we'll talk about today with our guest, Kelly Brogan, B-R-O-G-A-N, A Mind of Your Own, The Truth About Depression, and How Women Can Heal Their Bodies to Help Their Lives, to Reclaim Their Lives, A Mind of Your Own. But we'll also have, we have a number of other wonderful stories from the last 2 weeks. For example, and I apologize for not being on last week, but I was in China, and that's the answer to our question, what country has 610 million diabetics and pre-diabetics? That's right, it is China. They've gained as many as we have. That is, we have about 11.3% of our adults are type 2 diabetics, up from about 1%. In 1990, they now have the same pattern as they've adopted a lot of our eating pattern, but they have, according to a CDC study, 110 million actual type 2 diabetics and 496 pre-diabetics among their population, 496 million. So that's, and we'll talk about how you reverse type 2 diabetes, because we've been doing it, and it isn't by giving more insulin. Yes, you want to control the blood sugar, but the cause of the blood sugar elevation, that's what we go after. We're also going to talk about the story, the data, that consistent self-weighing gives you the confidence to lose weight and waste. And obviously, waste is a key thing to lose. Well Beyond Wellness story, peanuts for babies. Yes, the studies, two studies published this week in the New England Journal show that allergy preventing strategy is to give kids under the age of 6 peanut butter and other things, even milk, to prevent them getting allergies. So apparently giving things in that first 6 months before their immune system has fully developed lets the immune system accept those things rather than reject them. But this is pure peanut butter, not peanut butter with the emulsifiers that most of our peanut butters now have. We're also going to talk to Gary Ginsberg in the second hour. Wonderful segment, if you will. He's going to tell us how to choose your water, because Newark, New Jersey, has shut off the water to 30 schools due to lead, and how you should process this, what this means with all the lead. Flint, Michigan has brought it up, and every state has at least one city with way too high lead levels in it. Dr. G's inbox, BPA at the dentist. Dr. G, I always make sure my dental repairs are not done with mercury fillings. My dentist is happy to comply. However, I just read the polymer resin they use instead to fill cavities is none other than BPA. Am I just getting one poison, maybe a worse one, instead of the other? So we'll talk to Gary Ginsberg about that, as well as how to choose your water. Also, in Beirut, Lebanon, the garbage crisis is showing up at local hospitals. What does it mean for you? And another, what does it mean for you? The intervention studies in teenage girls shows they have a bad chemical exposures from cosmetics. Bad for reproduction, bad for other things. We'll talk to Gary about the stories that we'll also get to, in addition to my favorite, of course, which is consistent self-weighing gives you the confidence to lose waste, is the story on how to reverse type 2 diabetes. But we'll talk about the story that patients carry superbugs on their hands. That is, patients that docs see routinely carry superbugs. What do we do about that? The study confirms half of what you eat, if you're a typical American, is literally junk food. Exercise doesn't seem to affect breast density. Why is this important? Well, it's important if you get mammograms. It's important also to know that just exercising won't do away with your sizable breasts. If you're worried about, am I going to exercise my plentiful breasts away, as some women fear, well, no, you won't. Even gardening or dancing cuts Alzheimer's activity, including gardening or dancing, cuts Alzheimer's risk by as much as 50%. We'll get to that in a few minutes because that's a really important study for what people do. We're also going to talk, as I said, to Kelly Brogan at the bottom, but this is actually interesting, is the confusion of memory or cognitive decline with depression and burnout. And we're going to ask Kelly Brogan, who wrote A Mind of Your Own, The Truth About Depression and How Women Can Heal Their Bodies to Reclaim Their Lives. We'll talk to her about that and a couple things that worry me in her book. Health Buzz. Verbal memory is better in women than men in early Alzheimer's. And the NFL acknowledges, yes, you'd think everyone would know it because it is pretty clear, but the NFL acknowledges that CTE is linked with football. Now, what do we do? That's right. Asked by Republican representative, actually she's a Democratic representative, Jan Schakowsky of Illinois, whether you believe there's a link between football and degenerative brain disorders like chronic traumatic encephalopathy or CTE. Miller acknowledged research by Dr. Ann McKee of Boston University and said, certainly Dr. McKee's research showed that a number of retired NFL players were diagnosed with CTE, so the answer is certainly yes. What do we do now? What do you do now if you've got kids? What do you do relating to football? Jeff Miller is NFL's Executive Vice President for Safety and Health. And why do we eat too much when we don't sleep? Well, it's activation of that endocannabinoid system. You know cannabinoids as, if you will, the stuff that is in cannabis or that you smoke with marijuana. Well, the endocannabinoid system, the munchies, there is activation of that when you don't get enough sleep as well. And that endocannabinoid system causes you to have the munchies if you don't get enough sleep. Other stories that we'll get to. Retirement is good for you. And planning for retirement is, in fact, good for your health as well as your finances. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Health, on Radio MD, sorry. That's our old call, was Health MD, but it's now Radio MD. You can find all of the 15 years of You, the Owner's Manual show on the archives. We'll be right back.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fact: all probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and Natron is the only brand that cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. The reasons why this makes Natron's Healthy Trinity the world's best triple-strain probiotic are endless, so we let our satisfied customers do the talking.
Hi, I'm Shirley from Lomita, California. I heard a commercial on the radio about Natron Healthy Trinity, so I called. Before that, I had gone to 3 gastroenterologists, and nothing helped me. As soon as I tried Natron Healthy Trinity, everything changed, and within 2 weeks, I experienced complete relief. I'm so pleased with your product, and I'll be taking it the rest of my life. Thank you so much.
For a limited time, you can try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days. Plus, the first 20 orders get free second-day express delivery. So call toll-free right now. 1-866-4-NATREN. That's 1-866-4, N-A-T-R-E-N. Or visit natron.com and enter promo code RADIOMD. That's natron.com, promo code RADIOMD.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
This is Dr. Mike. One of the quick hitters, a little cha-cha, and even gardening helps not only your heart, but your brain. That's right. This is a study that was done in people who were at risk for Alzheimer's disease. Researchers analyzed the lifestyle habits and brain scans of nearly 900 older adults, found that any activity that gets you moving on a regular basis seems to help your brain increase its gray matter. That in turn keeps dementia at bay. Obviously, the key is the hippocampus, which where your memories are processed through and where you return. And so a bigger hippocampus is key. Your hippocampus getting small is the most consistent sign and the first sign of memory loss. So we try and have people have big hippocampuses. It's the only organ in the body where size matters. It's just an association, but what has been shown in multiple studies of people walking, doing intense exercise, doing any, if you will, endurance exercise, is that you make your brain bigger, your hippocampus bigger. And the key is, in fact, endurance exercise was the best exercise in animal models. Well, this is a study that looked at other things, and it is even dancing, like doing the cha-cha-cha, or gardening, increased hippocampal size. And one of the things they actually looked at, also for the heart, was, in fact, a little cha-cha-cha. That is, Latin dance improved cardiac function. And, yeah, it did have to require exercise. It wasn't just a little of the dance. The more you did, the better it was for your heart. So they looked at whether or not a community-based fitness program impacted blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity. And what they found is that those people who did daily dancing, and there were a lot of them in this study because it was an intervention study. So they had 54 people, half of whom they assigned to dancing and half not. But those 50 of the 54 who danced were walked faster, were able to do more strenuous activities, and had bigger brains. So bigger brains and better heart function from a little dancing. And that's the lesson of that set of studies. Now, I said I would cover this other one, which is patients carry superbugs on their hands. This is a study done on looking at the really bad bacteria. And you know there's an accent for physicians washing their hands carefully and washing them repeatedly and every time they touch a patient and every time they touch something else. Well, what they found was that the patients end up being the carriers of these bugs. And so we have to concentrate on patients washing their hands as well. That's right. More than 24% of patients who came in without very lethal bugs on them, by the time they left the hospital, 24% had at least one of these super bugs, these very bad infectious bugs on their hands. And if you looked after rehab, going through rehab and through the recovery period, 34% of the patient's hands had multiple drug-resistant organisms on them. So despite some recent concerns raised by studies, patient hand washing is not a routine practice. Physician and nurse hand washing is, but the patients also are able to transmit the disease from themselves to their loved ones who don't wash their hands and rest of their bodies as carefully. So it is, hand washing should be not just for the patients, but for, not just for the physicians and nurses, but the patients too. When we come down at the bottom of the hour, a mind of your own, what's depression got to do with the recovery, and how do we decode depression, or should we just use pills for it? And what does depression have to do about women healing their bodies? Well, Kelly Brogan will talk to us about depression, what she feels the cause is, why one in four women in reproductive ages are on antidepressive medicines, what can we do about it as a society, and what she believes in doing about it and in supporting the healing process. So we'll come over those things, and we'll talk about the metabolically type balanced carnivore. Well, she and I are going to maybe get into a little disagreement about the importance of avoiding meat and red meat, but that's why we do this, so that you can get both sides of the story. And by the way, retirement, that's another story that we should cover today. The story is they looked at retirement and what happened to people who do retire, to their physical activity, to their mental activity, to their health. So they looked at 27,000 men and 3,000 women. I don't know why there were so many more men than women, but they looked at many more men than women. And in this study in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, they looked at other health risks and what happened to them when they retired. When they retired, after adjusting for all their health risks, they found on average retirees walked 17 more minutes a week. Not enough. The people in America need to do more than that. And they did moderate intensity exercise 45 minutes more per week. And they slept about 15 minutes more per night. Women retirees were more likely to quit smoking than their still working peers. We don't know the occupation of these people, but that's what the data said, that if you retire, you tend to do more physical activity and to do more mental activity as well. We don't know, it looks like as well from the study, that they probably have more socialization among each other. So those are excellent things that people do when they retire. Now, we get to, and I apologize, I don't have our email service up today, so I can't get your emails. I apologize for that, but you can send me questions at 844. You can call us at 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800. We're going to talk to Kelly Brogan about A Mind of Your Own, her book, that talks about the truth about depression and how women can heal their bodies to reclaim their lives. And why are so many women in the reproductive ages taking antidepressants? Recent years have seen this shocking increase in antidepressants. Kelly Brogan gets at that, and so we'll find out about that in this very interesting book. She's also, for those of you who love to get look at references, a great reference list, as well as a 30-day plan of action, what she calls 4 weeks to a natural high. So introduce the new way of nourishing your body through the foods, green your home and environment, divorcing yourself from the modern love affair with toxicants, incorporating a daily meditative practice, one that stimulates the body's natural relaxation responses and paves the way for lasting transformation, and prioritizing getting routine sleep and adequate exercise throughout the week. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with our star guest, Kelly Brogan. She's a physician in New York. We'll be right back.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. Kelly Brogan is our guest. She wrote the book, if you will, A Mind of Your Own, The Truth About Depression, How Women Can Heal Their Bodies to Reclaim Their Lives, published by HarperCollins. Kelly Brogan is a psychiatrist who is board certified in that as well as in psychosomatic medicine and integrative holistic medicine. She's on the faculty of George Washington, but practices in New York City, and she lives in Connecticut with her family. We'll find out a little more about that. But she has as the thesis of this book, at least as I read it, that many women diagnosed with depression aren't really depressed, and that isn't really the problem. That is, depression isn't a diagnosis, it's a symptom, and that most people who are given or prescribed antidepressants really don't have depression, but have something else. That is, don't have a disease relating to mental illness, but have something else, and that many different physical conditions create the symptoms. And if you will, the best way to heal the mind is to heal the whole body. Kelly, did I get part of that right at least?
Wow, I'm going to take you on tour. That was perfect. Yes, it's exactly right. And it's, you know, informed by much of my personal experience and also about, you know, 10 years of clinical practice, reversing the symptoms of depression and anxiety, you know, by entering through the body. And so that's exactly what you described, yes.
So what I took from the book, in addition to that, and by the way, the book is called A Mind of Your Own. Her website is kellybroganmd.com. The book is available at Amazon and other sites through Amazon as well as on their own. But what I took was that a lot of people, and to me it was amazing, it was eye-opening, I didn't realize this, but that women in their reproductive age, where it's probably most at risk to get a antidepressant, something that affects their mind as well as their child's mind, that one in four of them are on an antidepressant.
Yeah, that's right. That was actually my formal conventional training, because I am a very conventionally trained psychiatrist who just sort of took a left turn, you know, after my fellowship. But my formal training was in actually prescribing psychiatric medications to pregnant and breastfeeding women, and to help them understand the available risks and the, you know, perceived benefits. But, you know, when I was in my fellowship, I happened to also be pregnant, and I remember sort of having this little voice inside me that said, you know, I know all this literature, but I'm not sure I would ever feel comfortable taking one of these medications. I'm just not sure we're asking the right questions when we're doing safety research. And it wasn't until about 9 months after my own pregnancy that I developed Hashimoto's thyroiditis, postpartum thyroiditis. And that same little voice said, you know, I don't want to take a prescription synthetic hormone for the rest of my life. And, you know, I engaged my journey, and within 6 months had reversed my Hashimoto's. You know, I had antibodies in the high 2000s, and, you know, within 6 months of changing my lifestyle, specifically my diet, I was able to put into remission, you know, what otherwise would have been a chronic illness. And it made me sort of ask questions about what I had learned in my training, you know, in my 1 hour of nutrition education in my conventional training, and to apply those questions to researching, you know, the available literature that I hadn't heard about in my training when it comes to antidepressants, their efficacy, their safety. And it really convinced me that, you know, they really should be almost last line interventions, and that as physicians, right, we're supposed to first do no harm. And so if we have potentially effective methods of entering into the conversation about depression to investigate what might be causing it, like, you know, low thyroid function, like a single nutrient deficiency like B12 deficiency, like a specific food reaction to gluten or dairy, for example, or, you know, whether it's something that has to be addressed in terms of your stress response, you know, whether it's actually an expression of mismatch with your lifestyle because you're not able to prioritize sleep or exercise or sun exposure. You know, I'm very interested in asking the question, why, as I know you are, right? You know, why is a patient having these symptoms? It's not taught in our conventional training to ask that question.
Now, let's go into, you have some pet peeves, and one of them, at least, is mine, which is acid reflux medications.
Yes.
And specifically protein pump inhibitors. Tell us why it's a pet peeve of yours.
Yeah. So for example, you know, there's a patient who might come in, and I see women of reproductive 20s, 30s, early 40s, and I might see a patient who has been on, you know, Zoloft maybe for 5 or 6 years. And when I trace back her history of why she's on it, she'll tell me, you know, that she was put on a proton pump inhibitor because she just always had this burning sensation after she ate. And it was about, you know, 6 months after, of course, we know that these medications are not approved for long-term use. Nonetheless, you know, 6 months after she began it, she just began to feel really flat, get full, you know, might have even had some other physical symptoms like sort of tingling and numbness, maybe a little imbalance. And then she was prescribed an antidepressant, you know, for the distress that she was experiencing around these symptoms. And of course, it's a perfect example of not getting to the root cause, which is a dietary mismatch, right? So I find that wheat, the proteins in wheat can very often trigger the symptoms of acid reflux. So can, you know, poor acid secretion actually in the setting of some low thyroid function. These are reversible causes of poor digestion. And instead of, you know, entering at that level, when you just paper it over with a symptom reducing medication, you can end up causing deficiencies, B12 deficiency, which has, you know, vast documentation as being related to the symptoms of depression. And, you know, it'd be one thing if antidepressants were, you know, safe and effective. But unfortunately, in my deep dive into the literature, what I found was anything but. And my concerns about the risks are primarily that we just don't have any way of predicting who is going to suffer some of the actually very severe and potentially dangerous side effects, including violence and impulsivity. And also the question of long-term usage is complicated by the fact that the long-term outcomes are not good for antidepressants, that people actually don't do better long-term when they are treated versus not. So we really don't want to miss these opportunities to reverse the cause safely and effectively.
Now, one of the other things that we talked about earlier today was a medical study showing that burnout, this was largely in men, because they studied men in the study, that the burnout was a sign of depression, and that in men, that at least, that burnout and depression are symptoms of the same thing, and that healing the body, as you put it, is useful. Is that true in women? Do women have burnout like guys in the same way, and it's really a symptom of something wrong with the body?
Oh, I would say absolutely. I mean, you know, the conventional model of medicine, right, is really set up around this idea that the only thing that matters is that your symptoms go away and that you maintain functioning. Right. It's a very sort of an American way of being. But the truth is that many of us, say it again.
That was just a cue that we have about 45 seconds left in this segment. So we've got
okay.
to finish up the segment.
Yeah.
So
you know, it often is an expression of a lifestyle mismatch that we need to examine. And we feel like we don't have the time to examine it, but sometimes it's the most important thing to consider is just good look at where we can mitigate some of the stress that we're being exposed to.
So when we come back, we will talk to Kelly Brogan, author of this fascinating book, A Mind of Your Own, The Truth About Depression, How Women Can Heal Their Bodies to Reclaim Their Lives. We're going to talk about her 30-day plan, and I'm going to talk about milk, which I agree with her on, and red meat, which I disagree with her on. We'll put those questions to her on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production, and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word. Someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water.
Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits
with customized tracking and personalized reminders.
Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
This is Dr. Mike, and we're talking to Kelly Brogan, B-R-O-G-A-N, the author of this fascinating book, A Mind of Your Own, The Truth About Depression and How Women Can Heal Their Lives, heal their bodies to reclaim their lives. Why do I keep getting that wrong, Kelly?
It's a mouthful, that's why.
So tell me, you've got a 30-day plan, and tell me the basics of the 30-day plan. I actually read the book. I have a crazy belief that interviewers should read the books before they, and so part of the problem I have is in asking questions that I already know where the answer is, but in any case, our listeners don't. Tell us the essence of the plan.
Yeah, so when I put down my prescription pad about 3 years ago, I stopped starting patients on psychiatric medications. I really forefronted the dietary piece in my practice. And I find that when this is a serious prescription, the results can be, you know, mind-blowing. I mean, I have patients who come in, you know, having 6 panic attacks a day on multiple medications that are not working, and literally within a month, their panic attacks. One woman I'm thinking of in particular, panic attacks resolved in 30 days. And really all that we were doing was stabilizing her blood sugar through a dietary shift. So again, sort of have to remember all of these physiologic reasons for what we are calling psychiatric pathology, including things like panic attacks.
So one of the things is diet.
Yes.
And now some of the people I see say, you know, that's just too tough a diet. And I say, you know, you've got bad symptoms. You might as well try this. And they say, no, no, that's too tough. What do you do then?
A lot of people wonder how my patients possibly could, you know, motivate themselves, especially when they're feeling so badly. And, you know, I think it's because, you know, I can transfer a level of enthusiasm for how often I have seen this work, and it's also worked for me personally. And in a very short period of time, I mean, many of my patients have been basically trashing their bodies for, you know, 3 decades, and the fact that we can turn this ship around in the space of a month is really a gift. So it's not for everyone. You know, this path is not for everyone. But if you, you know, somewhere inside yourself believe that there could be a way out and not just a quick fix, and that the way out could actually look like not only resolving your symptoms, but actually, you know, myriad side benefits, right? So I have patients who come in because they're feeling depressed and they want to feel less depressed, but then actually through the program, they end up losing weight, they end up getting their libido back, they feel sharper, their hair looks shinier, you know, there's all of these side benefits. So it's really a way to press the reset button. And it's a menu, you know, what's in this book is a menu for total transformation for a next chapter, not just so that you can get back to work and keep surviving. So I really do feel that the dietary piece is the most important pillar to take very seriously. And actually, this diet is not that hard. It's actually, you know, I'm not asking for a 30-day juice cleanse. It's really
isn't
palatable
that hard.
Food.
And so let's get into one or two specifics on it. One of which is you avoid dairy and milk products, at least initially.
Yes.
And that includes yogurt and includes all of the dairy products, both full fat and skim, et cetera. Tell us why and what it is about the protein in dairy that caused you to do that.
Yeah, so there are two kinds of proteins, casein and gliadin or gluten, that have amassed some literature in the realm of psychiatry as being relevant potential triggers for a lot of psychiatric symptoms. And we understand actually that when these are metabolized, specifically casein from cow dairy, it actually has direct effects on the brain through what are called opiate receptors. So, you know, people obviously have been consuming dairy products for about 10, 15,000 years, but the problem is that we have been pasteurizing it and homogenizing it. We've been processing it in a way that changes it so that our immune systems are confused. You know, they're confused and they react. And so much of the literature that I explore actually looks at depression as immune and inflammatory problem. And so if we can remove foods that are potentially triggering the immune system, and believe me, it's not likely to be very easy, because if you're anything like me, you know, coming off of dairy was almost like a detox, because many of us are actually quite addicted to it, and I know that feeling very well, believe me. So I ask people to take out a lot of these addictive foods, including sugar, wheat products, and dairy at a very minimum. But then I'm also asking for a few more things, mostly just to clear the slate, because, you know, I really like dramatic outcomes. I'm actually quite an impatient person by nature. So I want, you know, there to be a measurable change in 30 days. And so I found that the template for this diet actually results in that the vast majority of the time.
Now, the one thing I want to go after you on is red meat. So the carnitine, lecithin, and choline in red meat and egg yolks. And those are recommended in the book. So the book I agree with almost entirely, but those things cause trimethylamine oxide, which your body changes to TMAO, which is the most inflammatory thing we know from, at least is as inflammatory as anything else we know in diet. You still recommend red meat. And I was wondering, even though it's grass-fed red meat, you recommend why you do that?
Yes. I think this is a great question. You know, I was a vegetarian for many years, and actually have a very strong ethical leaning toward vegetarianism. And it wasn't actually until I was recommended a red meat inclusive diet that I was able to engage this sort of healing journey that I described earlier. I certainly have no attachment to the idea that everyone is supposed to have the same diet. In fact, you know, I'm a longtime follower of Weston A. Price's work, you know, the dentist who traveled the world, collecting data on how we could all, these indigenous people could all eat very, very different foods and actually maintain a degree of health that to the average American is completely, you know, fantastical. But I do feel that for this population, for the population who struggles with the symptoms that I'm describing, including things like reactive hypoglycemia, including things like autoimmunity, hypothyroidism, depression, anxiety, that this population, actually this diet is a critical fit, and the red meat component actually is difficult to avoid. from a health perspective, I mean, you and I could debate probably all day long the potential flaws in a lot of the research that has epidemiologically demonstrated, you know, the negative effects of red meat, not the least of which is because these studies are done with industrial animals, right? So industrial animals fed genetically modified feed, injected with antibiotics, standing in their own feces, you know, and they're fundamentally a different food than it was in our natural ancestry. So I actually have found that for a population, it is in a very critical fit therapeutically, but I certainly have no interest in arguing that it's, you know, it's right for every single person.
We've been talking with Kelly Brogan, A Mind of Your Own, a wonderful book talking about depression. If you're suffering or have the symptoms of depression relating to a lot of other things, so it can be caused by a whole mess of other things, is what Kelly Brogan comes, it's a symptom, and this is a plan, a 4-week plan to get you healthy again.